This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey's presidential elections appear to be headed toward a second runoff. President Tayyip Erdogan, who has ruled his country for 20 years, is leading his chief challenger, but is short of the votes needed for an outright reelection. VOA's Dorian Jones has more.
Both incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his primary challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, claim the election is the most important in the country's history. In Istanbul's Kadıköy district, voting was brisk, starting when polling stations opened. The economy was the main concern for voter Mustafa, who only wanted to be identified by his first name.
Economy.
He said, the economy is the most important. You just need to look and see everywhere how bad things are. With inflation at more than 40% and a cost of living crisis, the economy is seen as the most crucial issue for many voters. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Thailand's main opposition parties have easily bested other contenders with virtually all the votes counted from Sunday's elections. Rescuers have evacuated about 1,000 people trapped by seawater 12 feet deep along western Myanmar's coast after powerful cyclone Moka injured hundreds and cut off communications. Damage and 6 deaths have been reported, but the true impact was not yet clear. In one of Asia's least developed countries, winds blowing up to 130 miles per hour injured more than 700 people among those sheltering in sturdier buildings in the highlands of Sitwei Township in Rakhine State. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he and congressional leaders will likely resume talks on Tuesday at the White House over the debt limit as the nation continues to edge closer to its legal borrowing authority with no agreement in sight. Speaking to reporters in the U.S. state of Delaware, Biden said he remained optimistic about agreeing on a deal.
What I've learned a long time ago, and you know as well as I do, it's never as good to characterize a negotiation in the middle of a negotiation. I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist, but I really think there's a desire on their part as well as ours to reach agreement. I think we'll be able to do it.
The meeting was initially
both incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his primary challenger
abruptly postponed to let the staff level talks continue a bit longer before bringing it back to the president and the four leaders. And again, Thailand's main opposition parties easily bested each other's contenders with virtually all the votes counted from Sunday's general election.
Thailand woke up to the news today that the Move Forward Party, backed by millions of youth voters, had won the most seats in the general election, a clear sign the country is ready to move on from a military-backed government. Pre-election polls had favoured the Pheu-Thai Party to win the majority seats, but in a surprise result, it was the Move Forward Party that topped the votes according to the preliminary results with 151 seats. Move Forward Party leader Peter Limjanarat said that here at the party headquarters that his party is ready to lead the next Thai government and become the next prime minister. He said he's already spoken with Pheu Thai and other political parties over forming a coalition government that will hold over 300 seats. If that happens, it's then up to the 250-member military-appointed Senate to decide what happens next. This is Tommy Walker reporting for VOA News at the Move Forward Party headquarters in Bangkok, Thailand.
Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner mercenary force, offered to reveal the position of Russian troops to the Ukrainian government.
Wagner's soldiers have been at the forefront of a bloody Russian offensive to take the city of Bakhmut. In exchange for Ukraine withdrawing its soldiers from the area, Prigozhin in January offered to tell its intelligence service the positions of Russian forces, the Post reported. The paper said Ukraine rejected the offer. Prigozhin, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, has publicly threatened to withdraw his mercenaries from the area around Bakhmut unless they receive much-needed ammunition. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.